So how do we as humans react over time to such incidents like that that has occurred in Las Vegas and the hurricanes? And I think it's in the concept of a spectrum, from desensitization to experiencing vicarious traumatization. Repeated occurrences overwhelm our central nervous system, which creates instability, and our brain recognizes this as disturbance and or threat, which activates the subcortical areas of the brain, and we go into what's referred to as survival mode. And then our capacity to emotionally regulate and or access our reason and judgment is considerably diminished. So what is the antidote? How do we cope in such times? Well, we need to focus on meeting our most basic of needs. And number one is connection, secure connection and attachment with loved ones, creating safe and secure spaces and connection within our communities. The second is to hydrate, to eat, to rest. You know, these needs are essential to stabilization, both in individuals and communities. And when individuals and communities adopt the lifestyle that supports this balance, then we will have the capacity to heal and thrive, even in the face of such adversity and unrest.